When I fly fish a new stretch of the Madison, I don't just walk up and cast into the middle. The person who does that goes home empty. You read the water first. The seams, the structure, the shade, where the current slows and the fish hold. The fish are always there. You just have to know how to read for them. Real estate in 2026 is the exact same river, and yet everybody's standing on the bank telling me the fish are gone. You missed it. Golden years are over. Back when rates were 3%, that's when you got rich. Not now. I hear it every week. Tonight I'm going to hand you not a pep talk, but the actual math, the deal types, the numbers, the frameworks, and show you how to read the water. The fish didn't leave. Most people just never learn to read for them. You missed it is seductive because it lets you off the hook. If the deals are all in the past, you don't have to do anything hard today. But every generation said it. The buyers in 2009 were told they were catching a falling knife. The buyers in the 80s paid 18% interest and were called insane. Here's the honest distinction that runs this whole episode. The easy deal is gone, not the deal. When money was free, 3% money, 2020, 2021, everybody looked like a genius because the market did the work for you. Buy anything, wait, refinance, win. That era is over. The edge shifted from timing to discipline. And that's good news because discipline is something you can actually control. So where do the fish hold? Not out in the open, advertised on the MLS. That's the middle of the river where everybody casts. The deals hold in the seams and the structure. Here's how I read the water. The misrun property. This is the single biggest source of value in 2026, and it's operational, not market. A property is misrun when it's 1. Under-rented, rent set below the AB 1482 capped market. Here in Sacramento, the cap this window is 5% plus regional CPI, about 8.6%, and a lot of tired landlords have left 10 to 20% on the table for years. 2. Overexpensed. The owner's paying water, sewer, trash, landscaping out of pocket, and never billing it back. That's 4 cash leaks. On a small multi, that's easily $300 to $500 a month walking out the door. 3. Deferred maintenance hiding behind a low price. You don't need the market to move. You fix the operation, and the value appears. The tired landlord. The best sellers aren't on the MLS. They're the owner who's done taking 9 p.m. maintenance calls. That's a relationship and a phone call, not a bidding war. Equity you already have, sitting idle, which is the next segment. Here's the model that makes rates almost irrelevant. Hard money takedown, stabilization refi, recycle. You buy the misrun property with short-term hard money, yes, expensive, call it 2.9%, because it lets you move fast and buy the thing nobody else could close. You fix the operation, rents to market, bill back the utilities, clear the deferred maintenance. Now it appraises higher in cash flows. You refinance into long-term money at a lower rate, pull your original capital back out, and go do it again. The rate on the takedown loan doesn't matter much when you're only in it for months. That's how you grow doors in a high-rate world without waiting for rates to fall. Real example from our own book, 40th Street. 2 houses, roughly $420K in, about $30K of rehab, and they pencil to real cash flow once stabilized. That's a 2026 deal at 2026 rates. Discipline shows up in the small numbers, not just the big thesis. We run a $500 not-to-exceed rule on maintenance. Anything over that needs a bid and owner approval, because the difference between a property that cash flows and one that bleeds is 100 uncontrolled small decisions. We know our cost per door to acquire and our fee per door to keep, so we can tell a good door from a vanity door. That's the discipline that separates the people complaining about the market from the people quietly building in it. Rates reset the game to reward operators. If you're willing to be one, this is the best environment in a decade. And underneath the math, there's something bigger. I believe there's grace of God in the beauty of the horizon ahead, that prosperity is still out there for the person willing to look and stay disciplined. The runway's still open. You just have to know where to look and be disciplined enough to fly to it. Stop listening to the crowd on the bank saying the fish are gone. The easy deal is gone. The deal isn't. Read the water. The misrun property, the tired landlord, the idle equity, fix the operation, recycle the capital, control the small numbers. The disciplined angler goes home full in every season, not just the easy ones. The runway's open and the river's still running, cleared for takeoff. Here's your move this week. Go read the water on one property. Is it under-rented against the cap, over-expensed on utilities you're not billing back, sitting on idle equity? If you want a disciplined operator's eye on it, or you're a tired landlord ready to hand off the 9 p.m. calls, that's exactly what we do at All Inclusive Realty Group. Come to allinclusiverealtygroup.com and reach out. Let's find the deals the crowd swears are gone. And if this reframed the market for you, send it to someone still standing on the bank. See you on the next flight.